A Pottersville man whose vehicle was swept off a bridge in Ozark County on April 29th was found dead on Saturday. The Missouri Highway Patrol reports that 50-year-old Brian Richardson's truck was swept off the Warren Bridge access of Bryant Creek. Authorities say he got out of the truck, went below water, and never came back up. His truck was found about 100 feet downstream on April 30th. Richardson was found around 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, May 4th. A man from Mountain Home was killed in a motorcycle accident Saturday in Marion County. The Arkansas State Police say that 78-year-old Wayne Hector Betham was killed when he ran off the road, laid the motorcycle over, and was ejected from the bike. The accident happened on Highway 62 near Yellville at around 9 o'clock Saturday morning. A Cave City man was killed in an accident Saturday in Cave City. 66-year-old Joe Guthrie was killed when he drove off the road and hit a sign on Highway 167 near Christopher Street. That happened around 3 o'clock Saturday morning. A man from Pomona was arrested by the Howell County Sheriff's Office after an arrest warrant was served on Wednesday, May the 1st. Christopher Smith was wanted on an outstanding warrant in Howell County for possession of a controlled substance and failure to register as a sex offender. Smith barricaded himself inside the residence and would not comply with commands. Howell County SWAT units arrived on the scene and less lethal munitions were deployed in an attempt to gain compliance and encourage Smith to exit the residence. Howell County SWAT eventually made entry into the residence and Smith was located concealed inside a furnace. He was taken into custody without incident or injury. During his arrest, a substance suspected to be methamphetamine was located on his person. Smith was taken to Howell County Adult Detention Center and additional charges will be sought. Two Donathan residents were injured in an accident Friday in Fair Dealing. The Missouri Highway Patrol reports that 56-year-old Jimmy Whitworth and 22-year-old Braden Garvin both suffered minor injuries when Whitworth drove off the road and struck a ditch. Both men were taken to Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center. The accident happened on U.S. 160 in Fair Dealing around 2 o'clock Friday afternoon. A Mountain View, Missouri man was arrested by the Highway Patrol Friday night. 31-year-old Charles Smith was arrested on a felony Texas County warrant for possession of amphetamine, a felony Howell County warrant for domestic assault, and a misdemeanor Howell County warrant for violation of an adult protection order. He was taken to Texas County Jail and is being held without bond. A man from Thayer was arrested in Wayne County Saturday. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says that 34-year-old Charles Head was arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance and felony driving while intoxicated. He was taken to Wayne County Jail and placed on a 12-hour hold. Last week, West Plains High School Principal Ryan Smith was a guest on the Train 100.9 and talked about a busy end of the school year. Prom was held this past weekend, and this Thursday is going to be a big day.
Thursday on May 9th, our seniors go through a senior service day, and again, it goes back into what we want to do for our community and what our community does for us. You know, they are very generous every day, this being one of them, allowing us to come on the radio, supporting our kids, supporting our events, supporting our school. And so what we want to do with our seniors is, since all those years that they have supported them, we're going to put our seniors back out there, and we're going to have them support our seniors as well.
Principal Smith also said that graduation is set for this Friday, and there are some changes this year.
Little different on our graduation ceremony. That's going to be flip-flopped this year, different from years in past. So we're going to have the stage that's going to be on the north end of the Civic Center, and we're going to have our band on the south end where the stage used to be. So instead of having them back in the back, we're going to have them out on the stage with out on the floor with us. The band is something that we are extremely proud of, and we want to put them out there in the show as well and allow our seniors to be visible. You know, there's going to be some sacrifice there with losing some seating, but I think it's worth it. So we're really excited about those changes.
The last day of school will be on May the 16th. Karen Perkins and Bill Franz were guest speakers at last week's Thayer Mammoth Spring Rotary meeting and talked about the Rotary Reading Program.
We started out with a Mammoth Spring Head Start. The preschool at Mammoth Spring started out with just a few children, and now I think we'd send about 60 books to the Head Start at Mammoth Spring. The Thayer Head Start, we used to send 15 books to the Thayer Head Start when we started. Now we're sending a little over 30 because they've expanded into two Head Starts.
Karen talked about the number of books they've given out.
I think we have given out between 2,940 books to 3,000 books over the 21 years that we have been doing this program.
Bill talked about the amount of money that they spent on the books over the years.
Through Scholastic, and at one time we did some books to the nursing home, but this was $24,405 from 03 through
this
23.
Year? Oh, okay.
Does not include this year.
Arkansas lawmakers gave final approval to bills outlining the state's $6.3 billion budget for the coming year as they wrapped up this year's legislative session. The House and Senate approved identical versions of the proposed Revenue Stabilization Act, the state's budget bill, sending the measure to Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders' desk. The proposal mirrors Sanders' budget proposal unveiled earlier this year that will increase state spending by 1.76% over the previous year. Most of the $109 million increase in spending will go toward new school voucher program that was created through an education overhaul that Sanders signed into law last year. The budget was approved the day after lawmakers approved new restrictions on cryptocurrency mining operations, one of the few nonprofit items that was on the agenda for this year's session.